Good morning. My guest this morning is Walter Strauss, who will be playing at the Occidental Center for the Arts along with Mamadou Sidibé. Is that right?
That's right. Correct.
And Joe Craven, whom I'm sure lots of you have heard, on Friday, May 30th at 8 p.m. So welcome to you, Walter.
Thank you, man.
So how did you become associated with this particular duo of people to make up the trio?
Well, Mamadou Sidibé and I have been, we met through a musician called Mamadou Diabaté, mm-hmm. who's a kora player from Mali that I used to do a duo with. And then Mamadou and I have been doing concerts and playing music together for a number of years. And then I know Joe, and we thought that'd be a very interesting combination.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we do this, you know, sort of cross-cultural thing, and Joe is very fluid at that kind of thing.
So you call yourself Mama Joe Wally?
Yeah, from Mamadou, Joe, and Wally.
I was looking for some kind of hidden meaning.
Yeah, no.
Well, there is a hidden meaning, really.
So not, how not long? Too sophisticated.
Yeah. How long have you been playing together?
Oh, I'd say about a year and a half. It's a pretty new band. You know, maybe a little bit more than a year and a half, something like that.
Mostly around here, or have you gone far?
No, mostly elsewhere, actually. Uh-huh. Yeah, we've been playing. We just came back from Florida a couple weeks ago. Been playing festivals in different areas, Wintergrass up in Seattle, Suwannee Spring Fest in Florida, you know, a number of different places.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like you've been attracted to the music of Africa for quite some time. How did you first become acquainted with it and learn to love it?
You know, I think I first got exposed to West African music through the collections of field recordings in the library when I was in college, and got very turned on to it and got very interested. It just struck a chord with me. I've always had a very syncopated sense of rhythm, and it just really hit me, especially the kora, the gourd instruments.
Yeah.
And I've played with Mamadou Diabaté, who's a kora player, and actually just recorded with Sidiki Diabaté, the son of Toumani. But the Kamale Ngoni that Mamadou plays is a similar instrument. It's kind of the smaller cousin of the kora.
It's beautiful. There's a picture of it on the cover of your album, which I'm sure will be available at the Occidental Center the night of the show.
Absolutely, yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I think that the first time I encountered African music up here was a group called Hedzule Sounds.
I don't know them.
Oh, they were amazing. I invited them over to the house, and they did things like pour libations on the floor, and they were really down-home guys. Wonderful.
Interesting,
group.
Huh?
And then King Sunny Ade.
Yeah, beautiful.
So what are your plans for the future with the group?
Well, we're making a new record. This first record is an EP. It's just a shorty. You know, it's just five tunes, but we're starting recording on a new record in the next about 3 weeks from now, and but it's a very it's an interesting band because it's very cross cultural. You know, Mamadou, like we're saying, he's from the southern part of Mali, from the Wassoulou region of Mali, and was very instrumental in bringing this instrument, really kind of creating this instrument. It comes from the Dosongoni, which was a hunter's harp, only used by the hunters in ceremonies. And when he was young in Mali, he and a few other musicians started to add strings to it and sing about contemporary things, which they were not allowed to do. It was not accepted. It was actually very controversial, and created something called the Kamale Ngoni, which is the young harp. That's what that means. It's the young hunter's harp. And it's very – his music is very polyrhythmic, very – you never know exactly where the measure begins, but you feel it in your body, and you just want to boogie the second he starts to play.
Oh, that sounds fascinating. Have you been to Africa?
I have, yeah. Yeah, I've been to Mali.
To Mali in Senegal and that part of Africa?
Just to Mali. I spent a bunch of time there with Toumani Diabaté, and like I said, I recorded with his son there.
Great. Walter, thanks very much for coming in. Let's tell people once again that Mama Joe Wally will be playing Friday, May 30th, 8 p.m. at the Occidental Center for the Arts. For information, the telephone number 874-9392, online occidentalcenterforthearts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.